Wasatch School District's additional emphasis on school safety comes in part due to a community meeting held earlier this year. This meeting came in response to school shootings across the U.S. and a social media threat by a Wasatch High student. Wellness Director Ben Springer says the meeting resulted in some positive changes.
That community meeting was really eye-opening, mostly because of the participation of the community. There were some great outcomes that came about it. So structural safety was one of the first ones that really came down to. We called it hardening schools, literally the physical structure of the school. So entrances, things like that, that was a big deal. The school resource officer initiative that you mentioned was a big part of that. And clearly one of our take-home messages was an increase in support for student wellness and access to mental health support. Those are some of the big things that came out of that meeting.
Wasatch School District is hardening the schools by installing buzz-in entrances, placing bids for fences around playgrounds, and adding reflective glass on windows. The district is also focusing on training with the end goal of syncing police work with school needs. Springer says there isn't one singular factor that contributes to a school's safety.
Really, everything comes down to community and family and schools. I mean, if you're seeing something, it's happening in not in a vacuum. It's not because the kids are glued to a video game. It's happening in a family system. It's happening in a school system. And it's happening in a community. It's multifaceted, and it's right at home.
One step that Wasatch School District has taken to protect students is having a school resource officer in each school in the district. The district contracts with Wasatch County for the school resource officers. Springer says resource officers' roles in secondary schools are fairly established. Officers will conduct police work mixed with safety protocols, as well as coordination of events in the school day. The elementary school officers are working through what their day will look like. He says the primary focus has been emphasizing safe exits and entrances and evacuation protocols.
There's a school resource officer presence at every school. That was a big response from our community about, and our school board was really supportive of, hey, this is just something that in the modern world today, it's unfortunate, but it's something that we've got to consider and our community considered very important and a very valuable resource.
In addition to protecting students from physical danger, the district is focusing on the mental and emotional well-being of their students as well. Wasatch School District hired an additional school psychologist, making 3 total in the district, with 2 social workers and a school counselor in each building.
The structural stuff, the school resource officer initiative, and then creating kind of a crisis management center, those things are structural and you can kind of check off a box and say those are done. Student wellness and mental health services is an ongoing, refined system. And I think a lot of folks in the community that participated that helped us realize how integrated it has to be, including parents, including the community, and including the school. We're kickstarting a lot of, we think, great programs and building on top of stuff that was already really, really strong.
That's Ben Springer, Wellness Director for Wasatch School District. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.